You've made a serious investment in protecting yourself and your family. You've purchased the gun, the ammunition, the training, and even secured a license to carry in your state. You know the Constitution and don't believe you should have to pay for a right that you already have, as written in the Second Amendment, but you are law-abiding. Now you are considering the legal defense options you should have if you ever have to use a firearm. Self-Defense Fund is a comprehensive litigation membership backing you on appeals, legal expenses, court costs, and more. Up to $1 million per incident and unlimited attorney costs per member. Discover selfdefensefund.com for yourself. Any weapon, any state, any time.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Herbs have been used by people since the dawn of time. When Rockefeller introduced allopathic medicine, many herbal remedies fell by the wayside as people put their faith in prescription pills and the world just gets sicker. Here at Heathen Herbs, we look to the past and to nature for answers. We offer tinctures, magnesium skin cream, lip balm, tooth powder, colloidal silver throat spray, and more. Check us out at heathenherbs.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. By telling the truth about MLK, by printing and distributing our No King Over Us flyer, you will be hitting a very vulnerable target. The establishment made a very stupid mistake by making this rapist, plagiarizer, liar, communist enemy of white people, and betrayer of even his own cause into a plastic saint. The lies the establishment told to make this monster out to be a paragon and hero are so obvious. Their agenda to destroy white America in doing so is so clear, and the crumbling of their edifice of lies as more and more facts come out is so rapid that there is hardly a better way to promote the National Alliance than to distribute No King Over Us door to door in your community. Concentrate especially on white neighborhoods, noting signs of rebellion such as Don't Tread on Me flags, Confederate flags, Not My President banners, and the like. People will appreciate the fact when you knock on their doors and hand them a flyer, dressed and groomed to look your best, smiling and unafraid, that there really are others who have figured out that the media lie on this and many other issues. There are millions of white Americans passionate about these truths and hungry for human contact with others who share that passion. One of the things that we constantly get here in the National Alliance are letters and emails from people who just want to be able to meet face to face with others in their community who have at least an ounce or two of racial loyalty and courage. They're reading alternative media like National Vanguard, and they're ready for more. They are lonely. They feel alone, even though there really are millions like them. They write to us and want to know if we have chapters in Peoria or Shreveport or Anchorage or San Jose. We have to tell them that we're still a small organization. By the way, please join if you want us to be bigger. And we are spread thinly across the country. So meeting local members is only possible a small percentage of the time. By distributing No King Over Us, you can, to some extent, short-circuit that dilemma. Even if you haven't become a member or official supporter of the Alliance yet, you can meet people right there in your county or village or city. No formalities required. The No King Over Us flyer is direct, truthful, and convincing. And most importantly, it is encouraging and inspiring. There you, or maybe you and your wife together, will be standing on your neighbor's front porch, obviously courageous enough to defy the media liars. That's encouraging. There you'll be promoting a national outreach effort to finally organize white people to stand up for their own interests again. That's inspiring. I am utterly convinced that if you do that, it will have a force-multiplying effect far beyond what mere online activism can do. Now, be aware of two things to avoid disappointment. One, some people won't react positively right away. There is a lot less trust than there used to be, and a lot more fear. Some people are going to have to think about your positive words and your truth-telling flyer for a while before making further contact of their own accord. You're sowing seeds that may take days or even years to sprout, but you are sowing them. Two, expect some hostile reactions. A certain percentage of the population is cowed into rejecting anything, even 2 inches away from the Jews, white people bad agenda, even if they have their own secret doubts about it. These are people for whom truth doesn't matter much. We don't want them anyway. Then there are the nutcase liberals and true-believing Christians for whom blacks and Jews are basically sacred, and white racism is the ultimate evil. They've drunk the Kool-Aid, and almost all of them are lost to their race forever. The same is true of the dim bulbs who actually believe the Republicans are the answer, that Reagan was right to create MLK Day as a national holiday, that their uncle marrying a Filipina or their sister adopting a Nigerian is just fine and compatible with conservatism. Don't waste too much time on that doorstep. But don't let the existence of weak or dull people discourage you. Those kinds don't make history. Our kind does. Just toughen your soul a little bit, and such types won't deter you. You're looking for the one out of two or three for whom a National Alliance flyer seed is worth sowing. They're cheap to print, so err on the side of higher numbers. You're also looking for the one out of 10 or more who is totally ready for the National Alliance message of hope, right now, who grasps our cause both intellectually and intuitively almost as soon as he encounters it. These people will fill our ranks and build our community in the years immediately ahead. They are worth more than gold. Get out there and find them. Cultivate them. Befriend them. Do things with them. Help them. Ask them to help you, and especially ask them to help our alliance. Even if you find only one such individual or family in a year's worth of canvassing and distributing alliance materials in your neighborhood, you have done well. Do it again next year. Ask the new members and supporters you found to do the same. And before you know it, there will be ways for alliance members to meet in every part of every state of the Union, and in white countries all over the world, with a density 10 or 100 times what it is now. Every member recruiting one new member every 6 months means we quadruple our membership every year, starting now. I hope I've inspired at least a few of you to make a New Year's, or should I say MLK Day, resolution. We can do this, and distributing our flyer on Martin Luther King is a great way to start. Here are a few talking points. My expose on King came out in 1993 and was published in printed form a year later. Just a few years ago, some of the government's secret files on MLK were leaked about a decade earlier than their planned release date of 2027, probably by patriots behind the scenes in the government, and possibly by one or more who had read our expose. These leaked files, buried in FBI papers ostensibly about the JFK assassination, indicate that the National Alliance expose, that our No King Over Us flyer, and the Beast as Saint video based on it, was correct and accurate. When just a small part of that FBI file on King was released, among its conclusions were that King was surrounded by advisors with strong links to organized communism, just as the National Alliance told you a quarter century ago. MLK's statements were always subject to approval by communist operatives, especially his main handler, Jewish communist Stanley Levison, just as the National Alliance told you a quarter century ago. MLK was a secret supporter of communism, a wholehearted Marxist, just as the National Alliance told you a quarter century ago. His organization, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, set up a tax dodge to raise funds for its activities and conceal Jewish communist sources, just as the National Alliance told you a quarter century ago. MLK was unfaithful to his wife and had sexual liaisons with numerous females, including part mestizo, part white folk singer, Joan Baez, just as the National Alliance told you a quarter century ago. King took part in drunken sex orgies involving both black and white prostitutes, coerced young women to take part in unnatural acts, and quote-unquote initiated them into illicit or perverted sex if they were hesitant, just as the National Alliance told you a quarter century ago. The report states that King's advisors and handlers, led by King's communist Jew ghostwriter Stanley Levison, approved everything King said in advance. Quote, King is such a slow thinker that he is usually not prepared to make statements without help from someone, close quote, it reads. Linking King to communism, it stated, quote, King is a wholehearted Marxist who has studied it, Marxism, believes in it, and agrees with it, but because of his being a minister of religion, does not care to espouse it publicly, close quote. At a February 1968 workshop to train ministers in quote-unquote urban leadership, evidently monitored by the FBI, the report reveals, quote, one Negro minister in attendance later expressed his disgust with the behind-the-scene drinking, fornication, and homosexuality that went on at the conference. Several Negro and white prostitutes were brought in from the Miami area. An all-night sex orgy was held with these prostitutes and some of the delegates, close quote. The document reports that King also engaged in a, quote, two-day drunken sex orgy, close quote, in Washington in January 1964. Quote, when one of the females shied away from engaging in an unnatural act, King and others of the males present discussed how she was to be taught and initiated in this respect, close quote, it added. Quote, it is a fact that King not only regularly indulges in adulterous acts, but enjoys the abnormal by engaging in group sexual orgies, close quote. From the FBI transcripts, we learn that MLK told one of his fellow black civil rights associates on the telephone, quote, get your damned ass down here because I have a beautiful white broad here, close quote. Referring to a white woman he and his fellow Southern Christian Leadership Conference colleagues were sexually abusing that evening. Additionally, in at least one case, Dr. King witnessed and encouraged the rape of one of his female followers and laughed while the rape was taking place in his presence. You can read the full FBI report in PDF form, here at nationalvanguard.org in the text version of this broadcast. Our No King Over Us pamphlet/folded flyer can get the truth out to hundreds or thousands of people in your community. In the text version of this broadcast on nationalvanguard.org, we'll give you everything you need. A high-quality video, a high-quality audio version of the video, a National Alliance flyer in PDF form for printing and mass distribution. You can watch or download the professional impressive video based on my original MLK broadcast. You can listen to or download the audio version of the broadcast, too. And you can download our dynamite, irrefutable, No King Over Us flyer. And we even provide instructions on how to fold our No King Over Us flyers if you print them yourself. If you get them printed at a local print shop, they can fold them for you. Share all of this on social media, of course. That's easy. But also take the extra effort to go to your local print shop with the PDF file or print it out yourself and get out there with real world activism. Nothing makes a more powerful impression than a real world act of courageous truth telling. Nothing better tells your neighbors that we really care. There is no better way to tell our people that we're with them right here on the streets of our community. Nothing makes the white resistance more real. And millions are hungry for a good shot of white resistance. As our National Alliance Chairman, William White Williams, said, quote, "Every year, the same old propaganda is trotted out in the controlled media, celebrating the degenerate Michael King, a.k.a. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., to coincide with the national holiday named for him." So what can we do to expose these lies? Distribute our accurate and truthful flyer, alerting fellow whites to the fraud. That's what. Get a print-ready file of this flyer right here, natall.com/flyers. That's natall.com/flyers. Then take it to your local copy store and print as many as you think you can distribute. Fold them yourselves to save money, or have the print shop fold them for a nominal charge. Should you hand one to another kinsman face to face, you might say, "Read this to discover why this communist reprobate's FBI file is sealed until the year 2027. Everyone should download and print out hundreds or thousands of copies of our excellent expose. Each flyer fits on a single piece of 8.5 by 11 inch paper. Make sure that this truth-telling work blankets your neighborhood this weekend. It can be distributed at MLK events, too. The truth is a powerful weapon. Use it. And as Dr. William Pierce told us more than once, courage is contagious.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My brothers, my sisters,
I bring you a message of solidarity, a call to action, and a demand for adherence to duty of an Aryan resurgence and ultimately total Aryan victory. We have broken the chains of Jewish thought. We know not the meaning of the word mine, it is ours. Our race, the totality of our people. 10 hearts, one beat. 100 hearts, one beat. 10,000 hearts, one beat. We are born to fight and to die and to continue the flow of our people. Onward we will go, onward to the stars, high above the mud of yellow, black, and brown. So kinsmen, duty calls. The future is now. If months from now you have not yet fully committed yourself to the alliance, then you have in effect not only betrayed your race, you have betrayed yourself. So stand up like men and drive the enemy into the sea. Stand up like men and swear a sacred oath upon the green graves of our sires that you will reclaim what our forefathers discovered, explored, conquered, settled, built, and died for. Stand up like men and reclaim our soil. Kinsmen, arise. Look towards the stars and proclaim our destiny. Defeat never, victory forever.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I believe in race. I'm not ashamed to admit it at all. And that doesn't mean one bit that I'm out to persecute or hurt any man because of his race. He can't help what race he is. We believe that each race has particular geniuses and particular faults. The white race has built white Western civilization, and we think the white race should dominate in that area. National socialism, fundamentally, is the application of science not only to inanimate objects and animals, but to mankind himself. We believe that the communists, the Marxists, have one fatal error in their doctrine, a place where absolutely there's a hole and there's no explanation for it. They admit evolution. They admit that animals vary by breed and that you can breed better and worse animals. Now, how do they explain how there is a sudden dividing line when you come to one particular animal called man? They have no explanation. Time and again, when I've asked them, they have no explanation. They just say, if it's got two legs and it stands on its hind feet, then it suddenly becomes a special being and there is absolute equality. They're all the same. Man is an animal just like all the rest of the animals. He's more intelligent, but he must obey nature's laws. And that insofar as he is an animal, he must obey the laws that pertain to animals. We say that when the white race has produced such a wonderful thing as Western civilization, we should treasure the people that have produced that and can maintain it. And we should not mix them all up with other kinds of civilizations, whether or not they're good. We should certainly try to preserve it just the way the farmer preserves his better grade of stock. We are also, socially speaking, tribalists. You must live as social beings. You have to live with other people. And this is impossible unless you observe certain fundamental laws of the tribe, the ancient Indian tribe, any kind of tribe of people, even a wolf pack, has got to have certain fundamental things. One of these things is leadership. Not leadership by the most popular, but by the strongest and the best. Any tribe or Indian tribe or any group or family should be led by the best and the strongest. Otherwise, it disintegrates. It's got to have group pride and loyalty. You've got to have selection in the mating process. something that we have almost lost now. We believe that it is of fundamental importance to society that the strongest, cleverest, and the best of the men mate with the best type of women who will make good mothers. And when you destroy that machinery, you get what we have now. We believe that you have got to have an organic society. Now, by an organic society, we mean a society, not a dictatorship, but a society in which the parts of the society cooperate together in different functions and in peace and harmony, just the way your body works. Cancer is the wild, uncontrolled growth of cells at the expense of all the rest of the body, and that's what you have in Washington, D.C. right now. Cancer. We believe in private property and free enterprise. It is impossible, we believe, to have a society in which there is any real work going on unless people can get the reward of their effort. And at the same time, we believe you've got to have social justice. You cannot have people who are exploiting and squeezing little helpless people economically. And this is where I get in trouble with a conservative, because most of today's conservatives, I've discovered, are reactionaries. They're real anxious to hold on to their money. They don't care how they have to figure it out. They just want those money bags. And they come up with any kind of rationale to keep it. Every national socialist believes in idealism, believes in something that is worth more than his own one single human life. He's willing to die for something. When you're ready to die for something, then you're alive. And until you are ready to die for something, you have no real fanaticism. And just to dinner a little while ago with some of the fellows there, they said, were telling me, well, it's terrible to be a fanatic. Well, did you ever stop and think how this country got here? How all the great inventions ever got there? Any one of you out there that is not a fanatic on something or other, whatever it is you're studying, if you're going to be a doctor, be a fanatical doctor. Otherwise, you'll be nothing. You'll just be an ordinary old chug-chugging guy, and when you die, nobody will notice it. But if you're a fanatic, you'll produce something great. You'll create. Creativity is fanaticism. Every creative genius has had to be a fanatic. Many of them have been burned at the stake. So we are ideological and idealistic fanatics. Just like the communists, by the way. In between the Nazis and the communists is the great mass of non-fanatics. The TV watchers and the comic book readers. I will say this. National socialism is the inevitable end product, logically, of evolution. If you believe in evolution, you've got to be a Nazi if you think about it long enough. You can't help it. But what happens is people short-circuit it. The minute they believe in evolution and scientific breeding until they come to that two-legged animal that stands up on its hind legs, then all the rules are up. We say that's not possible. You either believe in the scientific method and the truth, and you apply it to yourself without egotism, or else you don't believe in the scientific method and you're kidding yourself. Nazis believe in ruthless application of the truth, not only to inanimate matter and animals, but to you animals. People, all of us, are the same insofar as we are animals and must survive and live as animals. And unless we breed ourselves better, we're going to get worse. That's what's happening. I do worship nature in that I'm humble. When I see the mighty, awesome power of nature, and believe me, I've seen some terrific power of nature, the typhoons off Japan during the war, earthquakes. I've been through some tremendous cataclysms on this earth. And compared to them, the atomic bomb is like a firecracker, nothing. And when you start to think of the enormity of space, our spacemen are just going around at the very bottom levels of space. There's no place yet. There are over 100 million planets where life, just like here, could exist. And in the face of that awesome probability, not possibility, probability, I say it's ridiculous to be egocentric and say we are the center of all things. Everything turns around us. We Nazis are humble. When I look at nature and realize how ignorant and small and feeble and weak and little we are, Nazism is a philosophy of nature, a way of looking at the world. And as I've pointed out, we believe in tribalism. We don't think we're above that. We think that you've got to have pride in your family, pride in your race, pride in your nation. That's not something to laugh at. Patriotism and pride in family and pride in race is something we should be proud of and cultivate, work on. not get rid of. Finally, we believe in morals. We believe in the traditions of goodness, virtue. Now, I told you something about what we are, but I'll do as good as I can in telling you what I think our enemies are. And our enemies, make no mistake about it, are the Marxists. The philosophy of Marxism, I believe, is the enemy of all humanity. It's the reverse of humanity. We say communism itself is the most vicious, anti-social doctrine the world has ever known, and here's why. They completely deny the very basis on which any human order can exist at all. Without humans, or at least without civilized humans, you certainly can't have human order. And the communists say they don't believe in race. They believe in absolute equality. The pygmies, the aborigines of Australia, everybody. Send them, let them all come to Carlton, and they'll all write arias and books, and the cannibals will be producing music and verses. That's all you have to do is educate them. And this simply is not true. This results in chaos, social chaos, which is what we have now. They don't believe in enterprise. They don't believe that people should work for themselves. They believe that the state should come and tell them what to do. They don't believe in private property. They don't believe that you can keep the fruits of your production. They don't have, above all, they have no spiritual ideal. We say the only thing that's worth protecting with your life is ideals and your family, your race, and your nation. And twice in my lifetime, I've been called upon to go out and risk getting killed. And I saw a lot of other young men doing this. Young fanatics that they made out of it, by the way. They made us real fanatic haters of the Germans and fanatic haters of the Japanese. Nobody protested that that was bad to be a fanatic when we were fighting those Japs, and I assure you we all were. Finally, the communists, if you remember when they first got into power in Russia, they are against morals. They had free love, no morals at all, everything was have a ball. And the result was they almost tore Russia to pieces, they just fell apart. Now, if you'll notice, they are almost puritanical in Russia. In order to make the thing work, they've had to go back to the very principles of tribalism which we're advocating. You can't work society with a communist pipe dream. Civilization is based on self-sacrifice, on the willingness of men to go out and die for what they believe in. When you get rid of that self-sacrifice, you get anarchy. Civilization is built because I am willing to give up something for my family. And the family is willing to give up something in order to have the town succeed. And the town is willing to give up something so the state can be in business. And the state is willing to give up something so the nation can succeed. Self-sacrifice is the first principle of civilization. Communism has got the fanaticism to destroy you, and it's doing it. And unless you can build up a counter-fanaticism for something you believe in positively, you will be destroyed. You are being destroyed.
Recently, there was a report out that among new babies that were born, this happened last year, minorities were now the majority, that whites were officially the minority.
And they're boasting about it. Khrushchev just said, America's so liberal, they'll never fight. And I think there's a lot of truth to that, but we're going to change that. It won't be quite so liberal. After we've had a chance to make America understand what it is and make it conscious of itself and its greatness and its people, and the white race understand that they're worthy of protecting themselves, that they don't have to keep humbling and downgrading themselves while other races are standing up and saying, look at us, how great we are. We keep saying we're ashamed of ourselves for being white. That's a terrible thing. The thing for each race to do is be proud of itself. And the white people and the good people of this country, when they finally realize that they can do that without hurting or being obnoxious to anybody else, they will finally become fanatics to survive, to keep this great country going.